watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Gatun. Former Bersatu Youth Chief Syed Saddiq Abdul Rahman's interview with Channel News Asia has generated headlines on the possibility of a new party that is centred on youth and the group's interests. Now, at this point in time, there is still no clarity on what exactly this entails. Consider This has reached out to Syed Saddiq, but unfortunately he was unable to comment tonight. And despite the lack of details, the conversation still continues about this. So tonight on the show, we have joining us two youth NGOs in the studio. We have Kira Yusri. She's the co-founder of Undi 18 and one of the organizers of Parliament Digital. Kira, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
So there's been some, so we understand that there's been some kind of discussion with youth-led NGOs, youth leaders, coming out particularly of Parliament Digital, about whether to establish a political party for young people specifically. And I'm wondering whether these, have these conversations resulted in this youth-led party that Syed Saddiq alluded to?
I think I wouldn't discount that as a factor. I mean, I'm not in, I'm not told by YB Saddiq, of course, and I'm honestly a poor replacement to his presence tonight. But looking at Parliament Digital, you know, the youth joining the program, a number of them were already card-carrying members, you know, from various political parties like PKR, UMNO, even past members were joining the program. And afterward, I was told that, you know, a few of them were inspired and some of them were also approached by political parties to join them as well. And I honestly, I think that's a good thing because I always think that, you know, the political parties in Malaysia, you know, should get more young people in, and hopefully Parliament Digital sort of like shocked them enough to, you know, I want to recruit these young folks in.
So, and so that's an interesting impulse, right? Recruiting the energies that you see now on display from an independent group, and then but co-optation is doesn't necessarily good for the group that gets co-opted because they become subservient to the agenda of that main group. But I want to ask you, and I want to say this: you are not a poor substitute for the former minister, because in fact the kinds of things that you have initiated have been in Undi 18 and the lowering of the you know, the voting age has been very, very powerful in terms of thinking about the future. I want you to help me understand the difference between the kind of work that you do, right, movement building, the idea of, you know, youth in civil society versus youth and in a political context, in a political organization. Is there a difference, movement or political party?
Yeah, I think there's a clear difference, and I see it as more along different places in the process for young people's political participation. So the work that we do here in Undi 18, I would say 80% of the participants that come in is their first time ever being in a political advocacy, either program or campaign. You know, at the moment, we're running six campaigns concurrently, ranging from women's issues to Borneo issues like Undi Sabah and Undi Sarawak. To many of the young people that apply to join these programs, it is their first time ever running a campaign, first time ever speaking to politicians, first time ever fundraising for the campaign that we want to run with them, because we let them lead it quite independently. So I think it's when it comes to joining political parties or even forming political parties, I would say it's more along for people who already have their political awakening. I think for Undi 18, our goal is to spark the awakening in as many young people as possible and as early as possible, which is why we always do programs with participants under 18-year-olds.
Okay, all right, Kira, we're going to have you, we're going to come back to you in just a sec, but right now we have joining us via Skype, Kavita Mahindran. She's an EXCO member of the Malaysian Youth Council, or Majlis Belia Malaysia. Kavita, hi, good evening. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. What do you make of the headlines coming off Syed Saddiq's interview about the possibility of a youth-centric political party?
Good evening, Melissa and Sharad. Thank you so much for having me on the show. So before that, Kira and Undi 18 team, thank you so much for lobbying this proposal. This move has certainly ignited many young people's spirit. So my thought on a youth-centric political party, I would say that the time it is now, more than ever, Malaysians should support and encourage youth-centric political parties. And with the voting age of 18 years old, I see no reason that Malaysian youth or to be more participative in a youth in a political party. And also, I think it is also important for any youth who have the interest in joining a political party to make sure that they are well equipped, they know the right things, and they have the right knowledge before they step into it.
Kavita, what would be the difference for you of young people choosing to join a political party with their youth wings versus a party that claims to represent youth or represent the aspirations of youth in its main body, right? That it's not a wing of an existing party, but it is the main thing. Is there a difference for you?
Definitely it will be a difference. Because when it comes to a youth-based political party, they would definitely have like an aligned goal that would actually focus on matters that involve youth. But in terms of parties that actually representing the youth voices, they also have other matters that they have to consider too. So probably in terms of focusing and also to narrow on matters that relate to youth, it might not be as extensively done, or it wouldn't be so much of emphasis on it.
Okay. Is there anything you're concerned about, Kavita, with the conversations about starting up a youth-led party? Are there any areas that you're worried that could be pitfalls if not done correctly, not executed correctly?
I believe if there's less lack of information, understanding, or even grasping the country's law and other, and also understanding the right way to become a politician or to be a country leader, it definitely will affect. So it is very important for each youth to properly understand and not to just join it just for the sake of it or for the fun of it, but they should properly understand it before being a part of it.
What are the things that we have had over the years in terms of political parties is that they're either race-based, in which way they champion the race, or they have ideological parties like the Socialist Party that have a strong worldview and have programs that align with that worldview. But what would a youth party be? I mean, this would be the first party based on demographics of your location,
right?
And for a party that perhaps will lose members as they grow older. Now, how will that kind of party sustain itself, and how would it differentiate itself in ideological terms or in terms of its platform from other parties?
Because I would say it comes down to Asian mentality, because for so many years, we have been telling our children, our youngsters, not to speak against the parents, to speak against elder people. And we are, for so long, we are constrained, we are restricted in many ways. And youth in current age, and I would say in the past 5 years, you can say how youth have emerged and they have been voicing out. And they would definitely have the capability to lead. And with a proper, even like many NGOs, right, we also have been training youth to properly lead or to when we are organizing a certain program. So they somehow learn the proper leadership skills. And by this, we'll be able to trust on youth. Because for so long, we have been fighting and struggling to make sure that we have good quality leaders for the country. And I think that's why we youth, we were asking for our opportunity to step up and give us a chance.
Okay. What are the conversations being had among youth and, well, you know, Majlis Belia specifically? What are the conversations that you guys are having amongst yourselves when you read about this news?
Perhaps I would say in Malaysian Youth Council, MBM, our focus is to produce like quality leaders, and we make sure that we, when they actually step out from this council, will be really good leaders with proper equipping of knowledge in terms of reading and also to have good knowledge in politics. And from being in part of Youth Council as well, we have been lobbying, we have been meeting ministries. And recently the Prime Minister has announced that to allow a youth to be represented in Dewan Negara. So that was recently announced in the recent youth celebration on 15th of August. So from here, and we are actually supportive of the decision, and we hope that more youth will come and support this party.
But Kavita, we also know that Dewan Negara is not the most dynamic house in our bicameral parliamentary system, and is often seen as a rubber stamp. It might be great for the individual to be the youth senator. It pays very well. But beyond that, what real impact will a youth representative or youth senator be or have, rather?
I would say this would be like a first step, because we have not have a youth voice in the Dewan Negara. So this is just like, it's like our first step. And we are actually quite happy that the Prime Minister has agreed to this. Perhaps this will actually open up to many channels and many windows of opportunity for other youth to feel motivated and to be participative as well.
Kavita, can I just ask you very quickly, why do you think a youth-led political party will not end up with the same issues that a traditional political party might face?
First of all, I would say that we are quite passionate in terms of empowering certain topics, or also in terms of activism. I've seen many youth leaders that are actually quite active and passionate about it. And we have seen the mistakes that have been done by the previous leaders, and we are actually quite sick of it. And when we come out that, we definitely wouldn't want to repeat that. And I believe these youth who are coming forward, they wouldn't want to set that kind of example. They definitely want to do something different.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. What a pleasure it is. Thank you for sharing your time and your insights. We're going to take a quick break, but after this, we'll come back to the co-founder of Undi 18, Kira Yusri. Stay tuned to consider this.